The lucky strike.
You met him at a bowling league.
Till they ended up in the gutter.
All she's done is harass me.
He was texting me those nasty emails while he was in bed with another woman. He's taking pictures of me behind my back and sending me pictures.
I'll be more than happy to see those. You're not a complete victim here of some stalking lady. You got me?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Kay Kinniston is suing her former friend, Kevin Nagy, for the cost of a vacation. Kay says Kevin backed out and the fees are non-refundable.
Order. All rise. Now it's case number 369 on the calendar in the matter of Kinniston versus Nagy.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Ms. Kinniston, it is your claim that the defendant owes you for a trip that you booked that he was supposed to accompany you on along with his daughter. Mr. Nagy says that he never agreed to go on the trip with you, that it was your idea, you booked it without solidifying the events with him, and that you've become real pain in the neck, been annoying him, been annoying his daughter, and he wants you to leave him alone. You met him at a bowling league, is that where you met?
Correct.
Tell me when that was.
Well, probably about 3 years ago, that's when I first met him.
Did you ever date Mr. Nagy?
Well, in April, we started seeing each other. When we started having dinner all the time, we started going places.
Okay, so now tell me about this trip.
So on June 16th, we'd gone to dinner, and we went through my little day timer, and I had dates of his, kind of his summer schedule.
Why did you have his summer schedule in your date planner?
Because we were trying to book our vacation or book our time in Chelan, and so I was writing down when Haley was gone.
Go ahead.
So we sat down to look at weekends or dates. He was also taking a trip to Disneyland with Haley, and Haley was at camp. She was with her mother for a week, so we're trying to find a weekend that would work. We were taking Haley to Chelan, Washington, to the water slides. So I said, go ahead and you pick the dates that work for you. I can make it work. So he did.
He did what?
He picked the dates.
What did he say?
We were going to leave the 17th of July, which is a Saturday, and we were going to come back on Tuesday. That was his call.
Keep going.
So the night before.
Night before what?
Before we were supposed to leave. So it was the night of the 16th.
Just a minute. We didn't get to the point where you made the arrangements.
I made the arrangements on the 17th.
On the 17th of what?
In June, I made the arrangements to go.
Why didn't he make the arrangements?
Because I had been there before.
Why couldn't you just say this is the place where I think we should go? If you're taking your daughter, the arrangements.
We just had agreed that I would do it. So I did it.
Tell me how that agreement came about. That's what this is all about.
We sat at dinner and we talked about it. I said, okay, what day do you want me to call and what day should we do this for? He pointed out the days and said, I think this will work. And I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and solidify the dates then. And I called him or texted him the day that I did it and said, okay, I've done that. Here's when we're going. And I was talking to him on the phone and he said, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay all those days. And I said, Kevin, I would have appreciated if you let me know ahead of time. You know I can't make any cancellations. So we had talked about maybe taking separate cars, and that was a workaround. That was fine with me. So Saturday morning, I went to pick him up and knocked on the door. No one was home. And I left and went back into town, did some errands, and then I went back about an hour later, knocked on the door. No one was home. Then I get a text from him that said, is that you knocking on the door? Knock it off. No one's home. And I said, Kevin, we are supposed to check in by 3:00. What's going on here? And he never did respond. I said, okay, I'm going to go. I guess I'm going to drive over and I expect you to be there, that you'll be there by dinner time because I don't know what's going on.
Your Honor.
Okay, now your version, Mr. Nagy.
Okay, thank you. I know her from bowling. That's all we were just friends. But it was late June, early July. She said she needed to go on vacation.
Look at me.
Okay. Late June.
And just make sure, Mr. Nagy, I want to tell you something. I'm getting a picture in my mind, so just let's make sure you tell me what the truth is.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't make up any stories.
No, there's no,
and then
no
we're going to be just fine.
No stories. Late June, early July, she told me that she needed a vacation. She needed to get out of town. She hasn't
Playing with papers.
She hasn't been there on a vacation in a while. I told her that I don't have any time to go on vacation, this or that. Well, she said because my daughter's birthday and my birthday is in July, she says because she booked a condo trip, it was an extra room, she said we could go and this would be a way to celebrate her birthdays. And I told her that there's no way that I'm going to be able to take off these days even if I wanted to go. And I told her that I don't want to go. So then July 16th, we're going to play softball.
Who's going to play softball?
We're played on a softball team with her that she paid for me to play.
You play
On a co-ed softball team during the summer.
Okay, and what do you mean she paid for you to play?
She needed extra players to play. I got an email here that says, we just lost another player. Can I bribe you to play? So I agreed. I agreed to play. Plus there's, okay. Well, I'll just submit all the other and I'll explain it up there.
Keep going.
Okay, so around the Friday we had a softball game. She did call me and wanted to know if I was going to play. And she talked about this trip that she suddenly surprised me with. I did not know that there was a trip booked till after I got back from Disneyland. But prior to that, I mean, she's just all she's done is harass me. She's called me. She's texted me. I explained to her I just don't even want to be friends anymore. And this continues.
You mean after the?
No, this has kind of been how it's kind of been throughout the summer.
When you were away at Disney.
Yes.
Did you communicate with the plaintiff or did she communicate with you?
I believe she communicated me with the text or something. Asked me how I was doing on the trip, this or that.
Did you respond?
I believe I did.
So she would text you and say, how was the trip? And
or how's it going? Or, hey, how you doing? What are you doing? Yeah.
And you responded?
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct. He sent me pictures.
And did you send her pictures?
I believe I sent a picture of me and my daughter and Minnie Mouse.
Okay. So what you have to understand, Mr. Nagy, is that that was by way of encouraging her to do that. You do understand. So that you're not a complete victim here of some stalking lady. When you send a text or in any way reach out, that encourages the behavior that you seem to want to discourage.
But I've sent many texts, I meant because of how she has been. Emails that I've sent that I said, leave me alone, no more texts.
No, no, no.
It got to the point.
No, I'm talking, the ones when you said, leave me alone, sir, was in October.
Yeah.
I'm talking about during the summer. Okay. You said to me, it was all during the summer. She was annoying me. She was bothering me. So I asked you a simple question. Okay. When you were at Disney in July.
Yes.
Did you, in fact, communicate with her? And you said yes, so it wasn't all summer.
It wasn't all summer.
And you didn't get back from Disney until July
10th.
10th. So now part of the summer is gone.
Okay.
And then, according to her, you were scheduled to go on this vacation on the 17th. So it was merely a week before that that you were, in fact, voluntarily communicating with her. That doesn't mean you owe her any money. I haven't even heard from her that you owe her any money.
Yes.
I gave her a whole opportunity to tell me the story. And there was nowhere in the story that you agreed to pay for half this trip, that you agreed to pay for any part of this trip. She said, I'll go ahead and book the trip. There was no contractual obligation there. But I don't like when you tell me this story that you were trying to get away from her all summer when you were, in fact, encouraging it.
Okay.
Now you got me?
I got you.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So can we talk about the harassment?
What
he's taking pictures of me behind my back. He's got text messages that are nasty.
You want to show me a picture?
I've got some things for you.
And later today.
Do you think your son had a drug problem?
I know he has a drug problem. They wake up in the morning, they smoke weed for lunch, dinner, midnight snack.
Mother said you had a drug problem.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kay Kinniston says former friend Kevin Nagy owes for backing out on a vacation. Kevin claims Kay is a stalker.
So it was after the 17th of July when this kerfuffle happened over the vacation that you wanted her to leave you alone.
Well, actually, it started the 16th before, but...
So the 16th before. Now, did you play softball subsequent to the 16th of July?
Yes.
When?
We played every Friday.
Now, What kind of conversation did you have subsequent to July 17th when you were playing ball?
Okay. At the game, I didn't speak a word with her because prior to going to the game, I told her that I'm not going because of what I just explained.
I'm not, listen to me.
Okay.
We're beyond the trip. Okay.
So at the game, I never said a word to her. She approached my daughter during the game and said, are you excited to go to Chelan?
Listen to me. What part of I'm beyond that didn't you understand? I'm beyond the trip.
Okay.
I said, after the trip, did you have any softball games? You said yes.
Oh.
I said, what conversations did you have with her at those softball games after the trip?
I did not have any conversations at the games. I didn't even finish the season out.
That's what I wanted to know. When was the last time you played?
It ended sometime early August, I believe.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, good. It's not a very difficult situation. He's finished, not interested. You were more interested than he was, but you have no contract with him that requires him to pay any part of this vacation that you paid for. You had no, according to you, you had no contract with him. You had no contract with him to pay for half. You had no contract with him to reimburse you for any tickets. The thing that you are angry at is that he chose not to go.
No.
Listen to me. I can play back the tape for you of what your testimony was.
Well, there's more to it.
There was no, I didn't break you. I let you tell me your piece. I let you tell me about what happened on June 16th when you sat down and went over your calendar. You said you would make the arrangements. You texted him and you told him that it was done the next day. And the next thing that you testified to that happened was on the 16th when you called him of July, he said, I'm not going.
He said, I can't stay all of those days.
I don't care what he said. You had no contract with him. And that's what courts are about. Courts are about contracts. Now, I will certainly allow you to show me at this point if you have any agreement by him, either by way of acknowledgement in a text message or anything else in writing, that he agrees to pay you for the trip. I'll certainly look at that. Do you have any of that?
I sent him a text message after we got back and said...
Just a second. Don't tell me about a text message. If you have it, I'll look at it.
Well, I don't have that one with me. It's on a phone that's dead.
Then, just a second. Do you have something that I can read that comes from his phone that acknowledges a debt to you?
No, but he did tell me he was going to send me a check.
Can't help you, Ms. Kay.
So can we talk about the harassment?
It was
taking pictures of me behind my back and sending me pictures. He's got text messages that are nasty.
You want to show me a picture?
I've got some things for you.
Of what?
This is a picture he took behind my back at bowling.
I don't care. What else?
I've got some text messages that he sent.
Just a second. I'll be more than happy to see those. Do those tell you to leave him alone?
No.
I'd like to see them. Leave me alone.
Well,
that's the first one.
Please.
I was not texting him. He was texting me those nasty emails while he was with another, while he was in bed with another woman, and I wasn't interested.
You don't get, listen to me. Change your phone number.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
I think that you've probably so fried your brain that you think that standing here gives you a license to go toe-to-toe with me. It does not. This is my playpen. Now do we understand each other?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kay Kinniston says former friend Kevin Nagy owes for backing out on a vacation. Kevin claims Kay is a stalker.
Change your phone number. People have to learn to use these text messages and internet and everything else to better purposes than this, but we don't have courts to compensate for that. Here, would you return these things to her, please? Leave each other alone. It's over. Finished. Want to play ball? You know, play with your own friends. That's all.
I agree. Might as well excuse me. Step out.
Well, to be honest with you, it was a good decision.
Well, Kevin's lying.
I don't even know why we even went to court over something like this.
He knew about the trip the whole time.
This is ridiculous.
He's a nasty man.
As you see, she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puff.
He says really obscene things to women.
You got to look at the situation. She's a little wacky.
And he treats women very badly.
I'm a good father and a good person, and hey.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Roby versus Roby. Step forward.
Paul Roby Jr.
is suing his mother, Michelle Roby, for moving costs, utility bills, the return of property, and an assault.
Mr. Roby, is this your girlfriend?
She's my wife now.
You have children?
No, I have no children.
Do you work?
Yes.
What do you work for?
I do signatures.
You do what?
Signatures.
What does that mean?
I collect signatures. I let people know that this is to help keep sex offenders in jail, and I get signatures and I get paid by the signature.
What does your wife do?
She's a nurse.
She worked full time?
Yes.
Did she work full time when you were living with your mother?
Yes. She was a nurse.
And you?
Yes.
Collecting signatures?
Yes.
Did you ever have a drug problem?
No.
Mother said you had a drug problem.
No, I've never had a drug problem.
Do you think your son had a drug problem?
I know he has a drug problem. Both of them have a drug problem. Okay, they smoke weed. I have a lot of pictures to show all of the weed burns in the carpeting and also in their bed and on the walls. They wake up in the morning, they smoke weed for lunch, dinner, midnight snack.
Got it. This is what your lawsuit is about, Mr. Roby. You claim that your mother assaulted you and then destroyed your property when she threw it after an argument that you had with her. She threw it out, threw it on the lawn, got all muddy and destroyed.
Yes.
Your mother says that you actually assaulted her, and she has a counterclaim for assaulting her and for denting her car that she was letting you and your now wife use. Were you using your mother's car?
Well, it wasn't her Toyota.
Whose was it?
It was mine.
Did you purchase it?
My brother purchased it. I had a Chrysler Sebring. I had a lot of problems with the Chrysler Sebring. My brother told me he would buy me another car in exchange that I would junk the Chrysler Sebring, give him the money for the car. Now, what she did is when she went to go pick the car up, she put the car in her name instead of letting me put it in mine, even though I drove the car consistently. She has three other cars.
Just a second. How much did you pay for the car?
No, my brother paid for the car.
How much did you pay for the car?
I didn't pay anything. I gave my brother the money for the junk.
Have you always lived with your mother?
No.
When did you return to your mother's house? In what year?
I was 21. I'd stayed with another girlfriend of mine in Moreno Valley for a couple years.
When you stay in your mother's house, do you pay her rent?
Yes.
How much?
I paid her $300. I started paying her $400 once she moved in.
And how long has your girlfriend lived there with your mother?
I honestly couldn't tell you exactly. I would estimate a couple years.
How long?
She's lived with me for 5 years.
Your son pay you rent every month?
My son hasn't paid a dime. Neither has his girlfriend. And as far as work...
Why do you let them stay with you?
Well, I felt sorry for her. He brought her into my house because she couldn't live with her mother. She couldn't live with her twin sister.
We're supposedly drug addicts, but she feels sorry for us.
Judge Judy continues. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Go ahead.
And my son, he dropped out of high school. He's been with me for 28 years. He did move out for about 2 months with another girlfriend, but they didn't get along. But he's lived with me all the other time.
You have any other children who live with you?
Yes, I have two others.
How old are they?
One is 32, and a baby, he's in college, so he's like away at college.
Now, one of your brothers got married.
Yes, my younger brother got married on the 6th of August.
Okay, so he got married, and your mother had in her freezer piece of the wedding cake. You come home on August 18th and you want to put some food in the freezer, and the wedding cake is there. So you take the wedding cake out of the freezer, and what do you do with it?
Put it in the refrigerator.
Why?
Because I think it's more important to save food that you are going to eat versus food that you're not going to eat.
Whose choice was that that's more important?
I believe that it's common sense that to save food that you are going to eat versus food that you're not going to eat.
Food that you are going to eat, you put in the refrigerator.
You need food to survive, so if you're not going to eat the food, I don't think it's too important to keep the food.
Do you think you're going to be a wise guy with me, Mr. Roby?
No,
You know what side of the bench you're standing on? Plaintiff's side. Do you know how fast I can get rid of you? As quickly as it says, case dismissed.
I understand that.
Now, I just want you to understand that. Your wife may think you're adorable. I, on the other hand, sir, do not. I think that you've probably so fried your brain that you think that standing here gives you a license to go toe-to-toe with me. It does not. This is my playpen. Now do we understand each other?
I understand. You asked me a question, I answered the question.
Well, you answered my question in what I perceive to be a smart aleck way.
Well, would you agree that it's more important to keep food that you are going to eat versus food that you're not?
Case dismissed.
By your excuse, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The more I look at him, the more I wonder, is this really my son?
I didn't cause the situation, so I don't feel like I should be the one that has to mend it. You know what I mean?
So I want a DNA test to determine, is he really mine? Did I really produce that?
I just look at her like I don't need that kind of drama in my life. You know what I mean?
Actually, I'm not being cold. I mean, I'm thinking back, and I really think that they switched babies on me in the hospital.
I think something's wrong with her medulla oblongata.
I want him to leave me alone permanently after the DNA.